We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, so Oz Griebel is with us. And Oz, in your honor, and we're going to do this for Christine, we darkened the lights in the studio to make it seem like the stage last night. That was awful. It was terrible.
Well, we felt like you were in the Batcave.
Oh my God! It was unbelievable. Well, you took your cape off, so I didn't know what the hell was going on with that. Did you feel, because you don't know how many more debates you're going to get in, there was more pressure on you in this debate to get your message across?
Not pressure, Joe. I mean, I really enjoyed the opportunity to promote what Monty and I are doing, what our team is doing, and so any venue, you know, whether I. As I said, I've any place I've been invited, I've gone to. And so while the debates are important, and they are important because of the television coverage,
sure.
You know, I've gone to forums. I've gone to another one tonight. Different groups hold opportunities for you to come in and talk. So I didn't feel any pressure. I really enjoy the opportunity to interact, respond to the questions, and kind of test your mettle a little bit. So it's a great opportunity.
Oz, do you think when it comes to positioning that you, in fact, could be a sensible alternative kind of in the middle between Bob Stefanowski and Ned Lamont? Do you think that's where you fit in?
Well, I would say I would prefer a different adverb. I'd say above Ned and Bob.
Yes. All right.
I would agree with that.
Okay, then. But no, I mean, if somebody's watching, they're going, well, this guy's just way too out there and this guy's way too out there.
That's been the heart of the campaign, Ray. I mean, when we launched this, as you know, Monty's a lifelong Democrat, re-registered as a unaffiliated voter. I'm a lifelong Republican, re-registered as an unaffiliated voter. Our tagline from the beginning is no parties, no politics, just solutions. That's been the pitch we've made from the outset, that only an independent governor can bring both parties together and work with the private sector, not just for the politicians, but with the private sector to really promote this great state that we have. And at the same time, to address these significant fiscal impediments, it requires leadership, not partisan bickering.
When you look at the debate, to me, the tone with you there was, I thought, was much more, I don't know if I want to say congenial, but there wasn't as much sniping by the other two candidates with you in the room. I think you brought decorum to the debate.
Well, I think there was a little bit. I don't think they've stopped sniping it.
No, but it was far less than the last debate.
Well, if for no other reason, you got a third party in there injecting some real ideas into the discussion, that certainly helps.
Well, among the things that you brought up, and I think there are a couple of things that you actually gave Daniel Malloy credit for. One was criminal justice reform, which he's been pushing, Second Chance Society. And I just saw a poll this morning or yesterday that said, you know, a lot of us here in the state say, yeah, you know, this needs to be looked at. It really does.
Right. Well, I think, you know, like, I've got great respect for Governor Malloy. I've got great respect for anybody who throws their hat in the ring and then wins, and in the case of the governor, is responsible for providing the leadership. You know, Governor Malloy, like any couple of folks who feel strongly about the state, we have our strong differences of opinion on a number of things. I do think there was a lot of missed opportunities in not bringing the private sector together in a more sustained basis. But I would say that was also true of his two predecessors. I think the political class has tended to really believe that it's in charge and that it has all the great ideas. The great ideas reside equally, if not more, in the private sector because of the need for what competition does for you, the need for ingenuity and innovation. And to me, the critical thing to do as governor, and this has been our major point, is bringing the private sector into this mix in a real serious way, as I said, to promote the great assets we have and then to address these significant fiscal impediments. It is about building teams, and that's a point we've tried to raise stress from the outset.
What do you think, Oz, was the point that you made, that you had the best opportunity to present last night?
Well, I think just the contrast, Joe. I mean, I've disclosed my tax returns. I've met with every media opportunity I've had. I've never turned down, or anybody calls me on the phone, wants to have an interview, I'll go anywhere. I've never turned down any kind of an offer to them. I'm going tonight to a group of a group tonight that both Ned and Bob decided they didn't want to appear before. So to me, it's a combination of saying, look, we're going to run a transparent, inclusive, accessible administration. And I think that's a huge distinction between what you've seen in both Ned and Bob, and more importantly, in terms of our respective experiences. As I said, Monty and I have not only lived and worked in the state for 25 years, we've worked for the state of Connecticut. That question that came up about, you know, what are your, I think it was Dennis House who asked it, about the using the Sandy Hook real tragedy. You know, how do you respond to that? And I think what, the point I've made, Monty and I have worked in the state, worked for the state in all kinds of ways, whether it's been in reducing gun violence, on homelessness issues with veterans, the opioid crisis, working in my case with the bank and the alliance and trying to create a much more hospitable environment for job growth and job retention. We've built networks throughout the state. And when you have something unanticipated, you really have to rely on a lot of people to address that issue. I made the comment last night that, we haven't had an economic correction in 10 years.
Yeah.
So the fiscal challenges we're facing now could be worse. And if they get worse, we're really going to need to work together to figure out how we do the least amount of damage to the municipalities and important agencies, how we right the ship as quickly as we can. And that's what Monty and I have done. We've built those networks. We've built those relationships. We have an understanding, a deeper understanding of how the state works, not just in one part of the state, like in southwestern Connecticut, but across the state. And I think that's the most one of the most important points I made last night.
Well, Oz, we hope to see you again.
Thanks, Oz.
We do.
Stop by.
I'm writing fan
letters. Hey, one quick question. Is Monty in the debate tonight or no?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. All right.
Oh, good, perfect. Good. Get a look at him.
All right. Thanks, Oz.
Turn the lights back up, guys. Thank
all right.
Very much.
Well, no, we got Christine
we
at 720.
Like it, actually. So thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.